More than a year ago, I had Carol Wilcock and Dr. Natalie Gonzalez on Gesundheit with Jacobus. Both are working at Dynamic Health Technologies in Helena. Carol has a master's in nursing. Natalie is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. Their topic this Saturday morning will focus on the actual awareness of toxins and diseases and our stress reaction once exposed.
It's Gesundheit with Jacobus.
To Gesundheit with Jacobus, health talk radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
Welcome to the program. It is August 17, 2019. Thank you for being with us this morning. The weather is actually very pleasant. It's not cold. It's not hot. A little bit of overcast. But all in all, looks like a pleasant day that we're expecting here in the Gallatin Valley. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Yes, this is Gesundheit with Jacobus, and yes, I am your host, Jacobus Hollewine. And as always, I want to let you know, when we talk about health, which is I'm absolutely passionate about, the purpose of the show is education and information and a little entertainment. It's not our goal to diagnose, treat, or cure. So please take the information as we have a discussion really as what it is. We just like to share our thoughts and our knowledge with you. If you have any questions after the show, I would recommend call the guests during the week and set up an appointment and come see them. If you want to do more, if you want to have a treatment or something like that, then contact the guest afterwards at the phone number that we provide for you. Otherwise, use the internet, use books, magazines, go to the library, find information for yourself to get yourself in the best possible health that you can be in. And that is a very complex issue. Not everybody is healthy, as we know very well. Some people are very healthy, and some people are born healthy, stay healthy, and there's many choices we can make that can affect this, both good and bad. So in any case, welcome to the program. I appreciate you tuning in today. I want to let you know a little bit about the guests that we have. Carol Wilcock is a registered nurse of 30 plus years with a passion for wellness. She worked at St. Peter's Hospital as a float nurse for 10 years, a physician office nurse, home oxygen clinician, and instructor at UM Helena and at Carroll College. She began a self-study program 20-plus years ago in complementary medicine. She finished her master's degree in nursing in 2008 and a doctorate in alternative medicine in 2010. She began her own business in 2002 with advanced forms of biofeedback systems, and she continues to use these modalities today and recently finished her certification as an instructor. She is a member of the American Holistic Nurses Association, where she was introduced to Dr. Brian Luke Seward and his stress management instructor course in Boulder, Colorado. This is where she began looking for more technologies, clinicians, disciplines, and modalities that create and promote health with a focus on creating healthy people rather than focusing on diseases. These technologies include enhanced external counter pulsation, or EECP, for heart disease, Aqua Chi, InLight, H-Wave Electrical Stim, and Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy. She is the CEO and founder of Dynamic Health Technologies. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back.
Always good to see you.
You know how many times you've been on? I think I count eight.
I think it's eight. Yeah,
this is eight.
I was thinking
awesome.
Eight. Always fun.
Yeah, it sure is. Natalie Gonzalez has spent the majority of her career as a physician and surgeon, and she has witnessed firsthand that healing isn't limited to the physical, which traditional medicine primarily addresses. It occurs on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels, which are typically not addressed. In her experience, healing begins at the spiritual level, which is also the level of the energy that is difficult to measure with our current technology. I like that sentence.
Isn't that amazing?
I really like that sentence. Good morning. We're not done yet. I mean, I'm still reading, but I like the way you say that sentence, because what you're saying is it is there. We just haven't really been able to to measure it yet. You know, cool.
It's at the far end of the scale.
This work that she's doing is designed to charge a person's field at the level of this energy and remove restrictions to the flow of this energy. These changes take place on a spiritual level, eventually becoming apparent in the person's emotional health, and they may ultimately be seen as changes in their physical health. She plans to spend the remainder of her working career in a practice that recognizes the value of both conventional medicine and the human energy field. Her work will integrate both to obtain the best outcome for you. Now, for any of you writing down numbers, this is the contact info for the business Dynamic Health Technologies. Quote, where every day is a better day. They're located at 900 North Montana Avenue.
We moved.
What?
Yeah. We got flooded in February, and we moved 3 blocks north. So we're 1200 North Montana Avenue. In a gorgeous new location.
Well, my secretary didn't take care of that.
I'm sorry.
1200?
1200 North Montana Avenue.
That's very close.
It is very close.
Same phone number?
Yes.
Good.
That's the important part.
Well, what suite are you in right now?
No, we have suite. The whole lower level is all.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll have to go after the secretary. 1200 North Montana Avenue in Helena. The telephone number is 406, of course, 431-7332, 431-7332. And the website is dynamichealthtechnologies.com, dynamichealthtechnologies.com. Ladies, thank you both for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Honor.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Carol, I talked to you primarily, and Natalie, I saw you again this morning you were here second time. You were here last year.
Right.
You both were here last year, April.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why you remember that too. Well, I thought it was, I didn't know when it was. I thought it was longer than
For a long time, every time I came over was in February.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was always in the winter, and I thought, oh, maybe we could switch it up and do it when the weather is a little easier to travel.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn your microphone up because you're way too soft.
That is rarely the case.
Yeah, I was going to say, this morning you were pretty loud. Don't be shy now.
I don't know if that's in my realm of possibilities to be shy.
Well, we have an interesting topic to discuss. Actually, two different topics.
Right.
Right? You and I were talking last night, and Natalie was simply not asked if she agreed with it. She just...
We talked about it first. We did talk about it.
She shows up and says, well, whatever, we're going to talk about whatever. So we talked about the balance between awareness. The people have awareness of toxins and diseases, pathogens, and then the stress response to inevitable exposures. That was the one.
Right.
And as you and I were talking about it, Carol, yesterday, then we said, you know what? I like another topic that we really should incorporate with this, and it is myths and misunderstandings.
Right.
And I think that maybe we can do the first hour primarily about the balance between awareness and toxins and pathology and the stress that comes with it. And then after that, we're really going to hit some myth and misunderstandings.
And it'll be fun. Okay.
Yeah, I think so too.
So the awareness piece, I part of the reason this showed up for me as a topic, as Natalie and I were discussing in our conference room, was we have some clients who are just, oh no, I knew that was going to show up for me. I knew insecticides would show up for me because as part of our scan and as part of the things we check for, they're like, oh, I ate this non-organic apple. Now, you know, now it's this horrible thing that I've done and I'm doomed to carcinogens because I ate a non-organic apple.
Yeah.
One. And their stress response is so huge because they're like, oh, I'm busted. I ate a piece of, you know, I ate a donut yesterday, mm-hmm. or, you know, something, or they go, oh, I was at this situation and I got exposed to some toxins or somebody was smoking next to me. And it's like we live in this world.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and we have this bubbles that we'd love to live in. And myself is a total germaphobe.
Really?
Oh my gosh. It's
really
it's pathological. It's crazy.
Oh.
But as this, you know, you I want to avoid all these exposures.
You have to be. You were taught to be overprotective.
Right. And microbiology was my favorite class of all time. You know, mm-hmm. If I could go back and do infectious disease, that'd probably be my passion because I just have this thing about pathogens and I see the destruction that they can cause. Well, it's made me really aware, you know, beyond aware that, oh my gosh, I've had an exposure. Well, there's a different perspective to that. It's like, well, we have an immune system and it's built to take care of that. And mm-hmm. we have path, you know, channels of elimination to get rid of toxins. And, mm-hmm. and what are we telling our body that we don't trust it?
Yeah.
If when we have these huge stress responses because we have an exposure.
Right.
And so the question is it healthy to live in a bubble or is it healthy and be aware of every possible offense that we've encountered or is it healthy to be adaptable? You know, it's not necessarily survival of the fittest. It's great to be fit, but is it survival of the most adaptable? Because we know people who are exposed to all kinds of things, and they live in, we'll talk about centurions later.
Yeah.
You know, they live these long and healthy, productive, happy lives,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that they've been exposed to
mm-hmm.
a number of different things. And a part of it is because they don't have that fight, flight, stress response just because they ate or were exposed to or came across a, you know, virus at the grocery cart.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I think that people are careful, like you say. It's, you know, there are certain things. Why would you get involved with it? You know, people even say when my wife says, when we count the money at night, she says, don't lick your finger when you count the money. You don't know where that money has been.
It's filthy.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wipe the counters. So we use these wipes to clean the counters after we count the money and, you know, stuff like that. So it is important. You don't want to be stupid, but
right.
at the same time, you don't want to be so careful that everything out of the ordinary scares you.
Right. You don't want to become phobic.
Right. Phobic.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And turn yourself into an unhealthy person
mm-hmm.
just because you're in a fight flight response all the time.
Yeah.
I took a course, I'm in a 2-year program right now for integrative medicine, and one of the classes that we had was called environmental medicine or environmental toxins, but it was overwhelming to me. It was a lot of really good information and things, a lot of things that I wasn't aware of or didn't know that were problems. The problem I had with the class was by the end, I was so overwhelmed by not being able to do anything healthy, even breathe.
I see.
Because I had been informed of all the toxicities in everything around me. And I was just a little overwhelmed and a little bit stressed by the amount of information and the number of toxins that were in my normal environment, even, you know, down to the things about cookware and, you know, your dishes and what you mm-hmm. could use and couldn't and,
mm-hmm.
You know, the blankets that you sleep on. It was everything. It was all the fire retardant things. And
yes.
But, you know, even down to the air that we're breathing and I found it very stressful to have to think about this everywhere I turned and not be able to just enjoy just having a normal meal with friends and family without having that as part of the background.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do think that we do get overly obsessed,
mm-hmm.
I think, so that even that is a huge stress. It starts to release a lot of chemicals in your body. You start to feel overly anxious all the time, and that mm-hmm. is not a helpful thing to your system either. So
no, and Well, we just had breakfast at a restaurant, and right. I had dinner last night in the restaurant, and no, I don't eat out all the time. I just happen to be lucky the last two meals to have great company. But you can start getting really worried because you don't know how they really clean and right. how careful they are.
And how often they clean those menus. And,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, even the menus itself.
Get handed from hand.
Yeah,
hand,
exactly.
Hand,
yeah. And so we can get over, but then at the same time, if we do get exposed to some of these pathogens, possible pathogens, irritants or whatever, it does help us to actually slowly but surely get used to what the environment has to offer, and we'll start building antibodies, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's all about trusting your immune system, yeah. trusting those channels of elimination to do their job.
Yeah.
You know, toxins is, we're aware of it now, and I think part of that is because we have access to so much information, mm-hmm. but there have been toxins and pathogens around us for thousands of years.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we're
all,
it's getting worse.
There was a story, if this is a good time for it, there yeah. was a story that really brought this to my awareness of the difference between awareness versus stress and how to handle and how to have a great perspective on this. My mother and my sister-in-law and I were heading out of town together. And my sister-in-law said, well, we could kind of get a jump start on this trip. And we could leave the night before and we can stay with my grandmother, who's about 4 hours away. And I says, you know, I can't leave until after work. But, and I says, that puts us in kind of late. Is that too late for your grandmother, who is 93 years old?
Unreal.
And so she says, oh, no, she'll be up. No problem. Let me just make sure that she doesn't have a conflict going on. So she calls back. Sure enough, everything's just fine.
It is your mom's mom.
This is actually my sister-in-law's grandmother.
Your sister-in-law's
grandmother. This is my grandmother. Sister-in-law, and it's her grandmother.
Wow.
So we go down, and we get there at about 10:30 at night, and she is belly rolling, laughing. She's watching Leno. So this is a few years ago.
Yeah.
So she's watching this show, and she's just laughing. She goes, oh, my gosh, this guy is so funny. And you just don't see a lot of elderly people really laugh like that, just yeah. that cute, hearty, fun laugh. So she's laughing her rear end off, and we come in, and she's like, do you need anything? Do you want a piece of cake? And I'm like, no, I don't eat sugar this late at night, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking I should have had the cake. After talking to her for a while, hang it. So we all get settled and wake up in the morning, and I could hear her in the kitchen, and then we got up and we came into the kitchen, and my sister-in-law had warned us that if we stay there, you will stay for breakfast. It is a requirement.
Oh, wow.
You do not get to just, you know, leave your dirty sheets and run. You will stay for breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. So we come out into the kitchen, and it's a five-star spread. She had made fresh muffins. We had fruit. This big fruit tray. She had bacon. She had
eggs
and hash browns. And I mean, she had everything wow. out on this. And she was flipping pancakes. I'm like, what time did you wake up this morning? She goes, oh, about an hour ago. So she's over 6 feet tall and 93 and whipping around this kitchen like a 25-year-old chef.
Wow.
I'm like, holy cow. I said, okay. After we were sitting down all together for breakfast, I says, you know, you are the epitome of what everybody wants to be like
yeah, at that 93.
At that age.
Jeez.
And her back is straight, and she's just got this awesome posture, and she's fast. Her reflexes are just right on target.
Yeah.
Wow. I said, what's your secret? And I says, what drug are you taking? You know, 'cause everybody needs some more of that.
Yeah.
And she goes, don't take any. My doctors keep dying, and they keep telling me I need drugs, and they're all gone, and I'm still here.
Right.
And she said, I don't take any. I says, what nutritional supplements are you on? And she opened up a cupboard, and up on the top shelf, she had a little shelf with, I have no idea, maybe 6 to 12 different nutritional supplements up there.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, I have some things that when I'm not feeling well, or I feel like I'm coming down with a cold or whatever, I have some things that kind of help me out. She yeah. says, but mostly if I don't feel good, I lay down. Mm. What a concept, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To
yeah,
actually
yeah.
hold still and listen to your body and resume your yeah, normal rest. Activity when you are feeling well.
Yeah.
She goes, if I don't feel good, I lay down. Like, wow, good idea.
Yeah.
So I said, what's your secret to how you are able to be this way.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I love food. I love it. I love it all. I love cake. I love vegetables. I love ice cream. I love meat. I love fruit. I love it all.
Huh.
And she said, if it has, she goes, I'm so grateful for it.
Huh.
She says that she lived through the Depression, and yeah, she remembers being truly hungry.
Yeah.
And she said, I am so grateful for food and the fact that I can choose what I want to eat.
Yes.
She says, I bless my food, and if it has the calories that I need to get me through my day, it is good for me. If it will give me the energy to do what God wants me to do that day,
yeah,
it is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Hmm.
She says, I don't worry about if
that's
there's
incredible.
Something
93?
In it. Yeah, she didn't worry about nitrates. She didn't worry about, you know, anything. She just didn't worry about it. She was totally on purpose. So she had turned her entire lower level of this two-story house into big craft rooms where she did macrame. She did quilting, and she did crocheting and knitting for her grandkids and crocheted booties for her great grandkids. And she made about 200 quilts a year for the Red Cross.
That's impossible. 200 quilts. Where do you find
time? They're not super big. They're not super big, and they're not very. She had a specific patterns that she could whip through them really quick. They weren't very complicated, and they had a specific size that just folds in half, and then that fits perfect on a pallet, so they could put as many pallet quilts as possible on one pallet.
Oh.
And she just made them and gave them a hug, and then she'd deliver them, you know, a stack at a time over to the Red Cross.
Wow.
And she said, if somebody needs one of these quilts, they're having a bad day. If the Red Cross shows up at your door with a quilt, you're not having a good day.
Wow.
She says, maybe I can make their day a little better.
Huh.
And I just...
How long has she been making quilts like this?
Oh,
was it like a hobby for her then?
Yeah, it was just a hobby. It was just for fun.
Huh.
And everything she did was for fun. Now, on the flip side of not being worried about things, she had a two-acre yard. An acre of it was in orchard, which she harvested and froze and canned and processed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it, she was organic gardener, those things, which she cared for herself. So a lot of her sources were very pure and very good. And she did a lot of things that were right, but she didn't worry about it one way or another. There's a lot to be learned for that.
There's a lot to be learned for that. Wow. Is she still alive?
She actually did pass away. This was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I think she passed away at 96. She went blind.
Oh.
And she fell and broke a hip.
Oh, that's not good.
And then she was gone at about 96.
Wow.
But really kicking life in the rear end for
great story.
Till about the last 6 months.
It's about you can enjoy life and love it, yes.
Yeah.
All right, Carol Wilcock and Natalie Gonzalez with me in the studio from Dynamic Health Technologies in Helena. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Making excellent use of your time and mind? Listening to Gesundheit with Jacobus every week.